And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is June 30th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Sorry for missing last week, folks, but my computer was MIA. It was out with a cold, and now it's back, and I have the cold, so we'll have to deal with that, so sorry about that. I hope not to cough too much. First up are some topics from the Nikonian's Academy and our director, Mike Hagen. First, we have a brand new website for the Nikonian's Academy, which can be found at www.nikoniansacademy.com. It went live last week and is our new spot for information, ordering, and class sign-ups. You can sort workshops by topic, by city location, or by workshop date, which is really, really handy. And ordering and signing up for classes is quick, easy, and painless, so check that out today if you're interested in some of our workshops. Two of our new instructors have just finished up teaching workshops in Denver and Chicago. Both instructors have been receiving rave reviews, and their workshops have been great successes. Daryl Schiff is a professional photographer who is known worldwide for his fine art photography. In addition to teaching fine art workshops, he's also leading a workshop series on digital inkjet printing that has so far received great reviews. And, well, I'm just getting into digital inkjet printing, and there's a lot to learn. So, if you are in the New York area, Daryl's next printing workshop and fine art workshops will be in New York over the weekend of July 27th through the 29th. Our other instructor, Winston Hall, is also a professional photographer known for his travel and outdoor photography. He's a leading camera, flash, and software. He is leading camera, flash, and software workshops. Let's get that all pronounced correctly for you guys. Around the USA for the Academy. During July, he'll be leading workshops in Kansas City, Vancouver, BC, and Seattle. And speaking of Kansas City, our KC workshops are next weekend. That's the 5th through the 7th of July, and they still have seats available for the Nikon D200 workshop, the Capture NX workshop, and the ITTL wireless flash workshop, as well as the Nikon D80 and D70 workshop. So, if you have some time after the 4th and you have some brain power left after launching all those fireworks and eating all the watermelon and burgers and hot dogs and all that good stuff, why don't you stop by and learn all about all your equipment? And once again, you can sign up for all of those workshops at www.nikoniansacademy.com. In other news, Sigma has launched two new lenses that work with all of Nikon's digital SLR cameras, including the D40 and the D40X. As well, they've released information on their 18-200 f3.5 to 6.3 DCOS lens, and that's a direct competitor to Nikon's 18-200 VR lens. OS is their optical stabilization process, which correlates to Nikon's VR. And Adobe Lightroom users can now upgrade for free to version 1.1 if you have 1.0. So I will post all of the relevant links and websites in the blog for all of our news, so you don't have to worry about remembering anything or writing it down. Just jump into the blog and click away. Moving on to the forums. In the Nikonian's Cafe, I found a couple of fun little threads. The first one is called Speaking of Quotes. Now, this isn't camera specific, this isn't even photography specific, it's just a really awesome list of some really amusing quotes. So if you need a good chuckle and while you're cruising the forums, check that out. As well, there is a thread entitled How About a Photographer's Rights Forum. There's been some talk about limiting photographers' rights in sidewalks and out in public, and this thread kind of got slightly off topic and has some interesting points of view and is fairly lighthearted, so definitely check that out. Moving on to our Nikonians 2007 photo contest, I was remiss in not announcing the Segment 1 winners. The first place winner for the open category of Segment 1 is Kirk Friedrich for Eagles at Bracondale 2006. First place in studio goes to Sue Ahon for her picture entitled Abby. And first prize in the pets category goes to H. Dean Clark for Black Pug Pup in Black Pot, which is very, very difficult to say clearly. Although Segment 2 does close today, Segment 3 starts tomorrow, the 1st of July, with categories of nighttime, digital art, and another open category, which is, well, pretty much anything and everything. So, if you want to check that out, jump on the blog, and I will give you the direct link to get into the contest information, and congratulations to our winners. So, that's it for me this week. I will be back, well, provided my computer still behaves itself. Now, I will be back next week with another edition of Nikonians News Flash. In the meantime, please send me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org and let me know what you think. Let me know if there's a forum you'd like me to talk about, or if you saw an interesting post that you want people to read and get a response to. I'd be happy to announce that. Or if you just have any private announcements you want to say hi to somebody, or let us know about maybe a little contest that you've won and you don't want to post, I'd be more than happy to announce that as well. And as always, I'm still hunting for a t-shirt winner, and it is summer. Well, hopefully where you guys are it's more summer than it is here. And if you need a new t-shirt and you want to brag about Nikonians, drop me an email and I will see about getting a t-shirt out to the first person who replies, and lets me know what t-shirt size they want, and the mailing address. It's just that simple. Email me, say, I want a t-shirt in this size, please send it here, and the first person to respond will get a t-shirt. It's that easy. As well, you can give us feedback in the podcast feedback forum on the community, and everybody reads that, both the image doctors and myself, so you can give feedback to everybody for all the podcasts there. And that's it for me this week. I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.